here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, the 20th annual. I'm with Don Kaler, who is the Georgia Peanut Commission's Executive Director. And Don, we already talked about this being the 20th anniversary, so we're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on right now in the peanut industry in Georgia. First of all, we got two farm bills going to conference. What does the peanut farm bill hold as far as peanut growers in Georgia?
If we look at the basics of the farm bill, both the House and the Senate have those. So it's some issues that are a little more minor. The biggest issue we have right now is the issue of actively engaged. And what that does, we want to be sure that we keep spousal rule where husband and wife both can participate in the farm programs. That's a big issue for us. But I think we're going to like that farm bill when it's done.
Hey, well, that's good. That's good news. Well, what about trade, though? We got a whole lot going on trade. And I know a couple of years ago you went to China and talked about that, how important that is as a market. That's totally up in the air. We got NAFTA being possibly renegotiated. What do these trade issues mean for peanut growers?
So it's important for us to stay engaged. I know that the farmers want to have a strong economy, a strong country. We need to have good trading rules and trading partners. So we're kind of in a watch and see. China's been really important recently, but you can't take anything away from the fact that Canada and Mexico are our two best customers, and NAFTA could impact that. The European Union already slapped a little tariff on peanut butter, but that's about 10,000 metric tons a year, so I think we weathered that storm pretty well. But we just have to watch trade issues and make sure. Certainly seems like other folks in agriculture up until now have been impacted more, but we've seen China kind of slow down and some issues on Europe as far as peanut butter. So I just think we've got to continue to monitor that and work toward a fast resolution as a nation.
Well, I'm going to ask you about the crop, and are you going to tell me it's good, bad, and ugly again?
Well, no, I got a different term for it now.
So how does the crop look in Georgia, Don?
Okay, the first third looks really normal. It was planted on time, looks good. We had about a middle third of the crop that was planted in conditions that were either too wet sometimes, too cool. So we have stand problems on that. And then we have a third of the crop that is really, really late. And so for that third of the crop, we're going to be praying for a late frost.
That's the ugly part, right?
Well, it looks pretty good for a late crop, actually. They got some places had some stand issues, but as a rule, the late crop, they got it in into pretty good conditions, and it looks good. The odd thing is where the crops look the best, what they did plant late, looks the worst of what they planted. That's kind of in the northern end of the Georgia peanut belt.
Well, let's talk about, go back to the conference here for a minute. How do you feel about turnout this year?
Our turnout's great. We really have a great set of speakers and a program that is looking a whole lot at this issue of the farm bill and where we are now, looking at economics, looking at production. And I'm really excited that we have the dean from the College of Engineering from the University of Georgia, because land-grant mission can't just always be in the College of Agriculture. And we've got a dean there right now that gets it. He really wants to work with agriculture to help us move forward with engineering solutions. So I'm happy to have him down as a keynote for lunch.
All right. Well, excellent. Well, it looks like a great group so far, and it's really driven home the fact that this alliance has been so good for all of the states, right?
It's absolutely been good. It's put all of us together. Our issues are way more similar than they are different from Mississippi to Georgia. And so what we have is commonality, and we're all working together on the same issues.
Thank you very much, Don. Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.